You guys want to hear something funny?
To be honest, not really.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
I figured.
So the other day I went to work.
Yeah.
And my boss basically told me he cut my hours a while ago because I don't work as hard as everybody else.
Yeah,
because
stocking shelves, you know.
Even though half the department's getting 5 hours or less just like me. So I'm glad to have a supportive base that thinks I work hard. This podcast, all three of you guys.
Who's the third guy?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, we do have 4 spots on the little box here, so...
We are scouting for potential right now.
Yeah.
But, so that's my sob story. I'm Drew.
Are you?
No, I don't know.
That makes me Dean, I think.
Well, considering that 2 of the options are already taken, I think I'll have to pick C, Tony. I think the Liver King's actually natural.
You do?
Yeah. I think it's actually just a scheme.
Free the King.
I think what it's come down to is that the companies, they can't accept it when somebody achieves something like that naturally. So then they come out with these fake lies saying he's not natural.
Haters will say it's fake.
I know.
Because, and they are.
Exactly. Because I've been eating raw liver every day for the past 3 years, and I feel great.
What gives? I was following my nine
ancestral tenets.
Yes.
Right.
And I mean, I'm benching 135, so.
See? And what were you benching before you started it?
Like 120.
Exactly. I've
been doing this for like 2 years.
I know. See? People don't realize the progress that actually can result from following those tenets.
Yeah.
It's actually nuts. And you know,
it blows my mind.
His platform is just spot on.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I've never looked at a man before in my life and said, wow.
That's a man.
That's a man.
Yeah.
Like that's you may not like it, but that's what peak physical performance of a male looks like.
Yeah.
Correct. And it's completely natural.
It is. All natural.
And what's really shocking is that people believe they can't achieve that naturally.
Isn't it weird?
It is. Like have you even tried?
Probably not.
Exactly. You're probably still on the couch.
Yeah, you're probably a resolution guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get in the gym.
Yeah.
January 1st.
And then you hit the treadmill for like 15 minutes. You're like, I can't do it
anymore. Or you only follow 6 tenets, not all 9.
Well, yeah, like you expect. Obviously, it's a path. It's a process. You have to be doing the whole thing for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just like do half and say, psh, doesn't work.
Why would you do? Would you do half your homework and turn it in?
Exactly. You're not going to get the full grade, are you?
No.
Exactly. And you're not going to get the full benefit unless you follow all 9.
That's true. I feel like we got to give some insight on who the Liver King is, though.
Well, he's a guy.
Yeah,
he's big.
He's a guy, and he's pretty buff.
He's the king of liver.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's probably the most honest fitness influencer to date.
Oh, okay.
Easily. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything he said that I don't believe.
No.
I mean, you could follow him as like a biblical guide.
No, yeah, he's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you. Just our little take on current controversy.
Anyway, a week has passed since the last podcast, and the offer still stands. If you go to the survey, which is conveniently placed in the description for you, and you type in Dean Sucks at the bottom in our comment section, we will send you a Dean Sucks t-shirt handcrafted by us.
Yes.
Dollar Tree, there might be a couple bleach stains on it. In Sharpie, I hate Dean.
It could be ripped.
Yep.
No size is guaranteed either.
Now, the other benefit of these shirts is that they are made in America, in my basement, the night before.
With global materials.
Yes.
Yes.
We will make you a deal. We're thinking about rebranding in the new year, and we're thinking about turning towards YouTube and doing like skits and stuff. So, in the comments, if you leave promo code DeanSucks and give us a skit idea that you think would be funny, we'll actually pay attention to your size. We'll get you the right size t-shirt. That's the deal.
Yes.
And you'll get a $1 gas card.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking that instead of actually paying attention to their shirt size, because that requires a lot of effort, we'll actually print out on paper an image of Dean, and we will tape it to the shirt in place of the Sharpie writing. Also, you have to come pick these up. We are not shipping them.
No.
So if you listen outside of the U.S. or outside of like a 10-mile radius of...
You'll have to hate Dean from afar.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Unless you want to sponsor us.
You could sponsor us. If SeatGeek is listening to this, I mean, if you guys hate Dean, we hate Dean too, so...
Yeah. Well, help us out.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Amazing deal.
I got a couple of bills I can put down on the table. A couple of, if you can hear it, George Washington's.
That's a Washington right there.
Yeah. It's all in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a call.
Give us an idea. Use the promo code. And leave your shirt size so we can totally ignore it.
Yeah.
And
also specify the shirt color because you're getting white.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
If you don't do any of that, you're not getting a shirt.
Yeah. And you can't actually hate Dean at that point because you didn't even try.
No. If you really hate Dean, you will go to the end of the earth and you will do everything we say.
Yeah.
It's not hard. The survey's in the description. What are you guys waiting for? It's a free t-shirt. You take it to the gym with you.
Yeah.
Pump cover.
Or, you know, wear it out. Show it to your friends. Maybe they want one.
Maybe they want to listen to the podcast. Maybe you need to open their third eye.
Yeah. Tell them how much Dean sucks.
Yeah.
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 All that to say is the offer still stands probably until next week.
Maybe actually, about 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, probably 5 minutes.
We're not at the time this releases, 5 minutes from the time we are currently recording this.
Right, so you'll actually never have the opportunity.
You'll never know. Unless you guys fill out the survey as we're speaking, which is what we've been trying to tell you this whole year. If you filled out the survey this year, you could have been grandfathered in. But you guys keep every episode, you just listen and you don't do anything.
So I would just like to point out that the 10th ancestral tenant that hasn't been talked about yet is actually filling out the survey. So if you want to be a lifetime natty daddy who looks good, is all beefed up, and stays away from naughty things like alcohol and steroids, you should fill out the survey.
You Facts. Should. Yeah. It's a measure of your morality as a human. It's the survey.
Right.
It's a moral compass, the survey.
If you eat anything besides raw meat, there's something wrong with you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the longest survey promotion ever. Probably to date. So you guys are actually listening to history right now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
Drew mentioned it earlier, the rebrand. On a serious note, we're actually thinking about taking it towards more of a media direction and less of just an audio direction. We're thinking about doing more YouTube and Instagram and then cutting the podcast down a few minutes. Still keeping this going, but definitely changing the flow of things and how we go about doing it.
Yeah, we kind of fell off the path. It's not our path anymore. It's just a path.
Yeah, I don't know if there was ever really markers on the path anyways. And if they were, we kind of just ran over them. Yeah. I ignored them. Just saying.
Yeah, we started out one way, and if you have been an OG listener, you know that we do not sound the same as we used to. So
yeah,
I guess that just kind of came with getting more comfortable on the mics. But as Dean said, we are talking about a rebrand, more comedic kind of skits, media brand, that kind of field. So stay tuned. And if you have any ideas on a serious note, leave them comments, the survey, anywhere, Instagram, anywhere you find us, leave us a suggestion. We can definitely use them.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of things. Something I forget about is you can DM somebody.
That's true.
Yeah, so don't forget that's also a cool option.
We'll look at them. It's an awesome option.
Yeah.
We're not
Do not DM us saying you want a shirt, though. That's not how this works.
No, you need to fill out the survey. If you don't fill out the survey, you're not getting a shirt. But, if you want to, we're not those, like, big media superstars that just ignore your DMs.
Yet.
We will one day.
Yeah, and then we're going to actually tell you how much we didn't need your help.
Yeah, we'll actually DM everybody and just say we don't like you.
Yeah,
but
we hate all our followers at that point. Right now, we only mildly dislike you.
Yeah, no, it's very tame right now.
Yeah.
But, leave us, DM us anything you want. And
if you want to DM us just to talk, don't do that.
No, stay away from us.
Stay away from that. I'm not going to talk to you.
Dean will talk to you. Dean's our secretary.
Yeah, because we hate him. And obviously that's the job of a secretary is to be hated, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, because you deal with the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a secretary does.
The secretary deals with the weather.
If that's anything that my degree in economics has partially taught me, because it's not yet complete, it's that secretaries handle quite a bit of cash.
Yeah. I remember hearing about this one motivational speaker. He came to a school and he held up $20
really
in the air, and he's like, who wants it?
Yeah.
And everybody in the crowd raised their hand, but nobody got up to go get it. And then this one kid just from the back got out of his chair, sprinted up to the stage and took it out of the guy's hand. He's like, that's what you got to do. You got to take things that you want.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there and want it.
Take that shirt right off your back.
Please.
All right. As long as we're on the same page.
But that just reminded me of that.
Did it?
No.
Oh. Then why'd you talk about it?
I don't know.
No, me neither. I was kind of disappointed you brought it up, to be honest with you.
Really?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I can't read my own feelings. I wish you used my phone to do that.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
You know what would be funny is if we did a comedy roast on Dean. You know how they do that? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
I don't either. There's a term for that, though, where, like, everybody just makes fun of somebody. They do it, like, on live TV sometimes, like celebrities and stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but, you know, it'd be pretty funny.
Pete Davidson.
You want to talk about Pete Davidson?
No.
Oh. Then why'd you bring him up? I don't know. He's not the greatest looking guy, but he's doing pretty well for himself.
He's pulling, man.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I think it is? The money. And I don't even think he's that rich. I actually don't know what it is.
He's got to write a book or something.
I would read it.
I would too.
I mean, I don't even read. You know, I had to read this book about Vietnam for school. It's like 300 pages long. I did not pay attention to half of it. I'm going to be honest with you. I was really interested in it, and it was just so boring. Now I got to write a report on it, and I have to say, like, oh, I liked it. When the truth is I couldn't pay attention to half of it because you just droned.
Yeah. Just go, there's a whole page dedicated to how the moon looked in the sky in one night.
Oh, yeah. There was literally a paragraph about how dark it was at night. I'm not kidding. He quotes some guy that no one's ever heard of because he was just like a sailor on one of the ships. And he's like, the sailor described it as black, dark, dreary, great, because I care why.
The sailor was...
You could have literally said it was nighttime and it was dark. And I would have said, okay, you know, that would have been enough.
Understood.
Got it.
A dark, dreary night.
Boom. Kind of like the one we're having right now while we're recording.
Yeah.
Maybe we should huddle for warmth. What do you guys think?
Good.
Yeah. You can hear it on the podcast about how we had to struggle to survive. We actually had to burn the house down for warmth.
Yeah.
The furnace went out.
We're recording this actually outside in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And by the middle of nowhere, we mean Wyoming, because Wyoming doesn't exist.
No.
You know what else doesn't exist?
What?
Free speech.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every time I talk, I pay for it.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Could be in a good way, could be in a bad way.
It's capitalism, baby.
Yeah. Actually, we could make a ton of money if we just charge people to talk. Think about that. The government's actually wasting money by not charging us a tax every time we talk.
That's true.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't avoid doing it because the government will be listening every time you talk to know how much they have to tax you. So you can never, ever possibly have a conversation where you say we shouldn't do it because number one, you're going to be taxed about it. And number two, the government will know about it. So then they'll just kill you.
I wouldn't even be surprised if in like 10 years this is going through Congress.
I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a USA in 10 years.
I wouldn't be either.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think we're going to make it, guys. I think we're kind of
jumping ship.
Yeah, I may move to Switzerland or the Netherlands, just somewhere over there where it's cool.
Not this.
Not this. I'm just saying. I mean, how long can you expect a republic to last? Like the whole idea of the Constitution was like, we're going to be a republic, and since we're spread out over such a great distance, you know, we'll be able to minimize factions, you know, people having dissenting opinions, but literally social media has killed that, and now there just are so many factions within the U.S. We're so politically and, like, everything else we are divided on.
I think Twitter just needs to be imploded. I think Elon Musk just needs to pull the plug on Twitter.
He should just sell it.
And Facebook needs to pull the plug. Every social media needs to just pull the plug.
Can you imagine how much happier we'd be if we didn't have social media?
Oh, I mean, it'd be awesome. But leaders don't care about us. They don't care if we're happy or not.
Obviously not.
They want us to be unhappy because then they can sell more stuff.
All politics do is make money for those who are involved.
It just distracts people from actual like problems that they have. Because think about it. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi actually cares about your 4-year-old's truth and their gender ideology? Or do you think she's more concerned with insider trading Apple stock?
Yeah, what do you think? Really a tough question there.
Yeah. Do you think that she actually cares about the earth getting warmer? Or do you think Nancy Pelosi cares more about getting her husband out of a DWI?
Or DUI? Yeah, it's really... You know what? The other thing is, look at how old our politicians are. We seriously have no young politicians. Can you imagine if we actually had young politicians who weren't completely removed from the average American?
We have one and she's a Looney Tune, but...
But I'm just saying, like, AOC. You have politicians that are, like, 85 years old, like...
It's like, these people were alive during, like, World War II.
That's what I'm saying.
Were they?
Yeah. If you're, like, 85, you probably would have been around then.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Which, it's like... Yeah. I don't have a problem with old people, but it's like, I think we need...
People who are more in touch.
I think that the people in charge right now are really good at manufacturing crises to get people distracted from what's actually going on. In my opinion, I could be wrong. I could be a conspiracy theorist, but I have a really hard time believing that certain stuff that's going on in the news right now is actually worth coverage.
I honestly stopped watching the news.
I don't watch the news.
I just can't even tell you the last time I watched the news. Like sat down and watched it. Can't even tell
because
you.
They're just going to make something small sound like it's huge. And then you get worked up about that. And then the next week,
I think
everything's different, and they just get you worked up about something else.
I think they do that because of this short attention span that people have. Like, you can't be preoccupied with something for too long, so it's constantly either got to be getting worse or it's constantly got to be getting better. And it's too hard to make things get better, and it's not interesting, so they make things worse.
Yeah, and that's what people pay attention to. It sucks. Nothing I can do about it, though, except just not watch the news, which is what I do. Sometimes I will listen to some, like, political podcasts at the gym. Occasionally when there's like stuff going on, but like
maybe every now and again I would put something like that on, but it's rare.
It is, like, it's just I'm so over all
I feel like, you know, honestly, and I think 99% of the world does feel like this. You can't make a difference.
No,
I don't know what you would really do at this point. Like, it's not 1776. We're not all gonna go arm ourselves with flintlocks and say bye bye England, you know. We're not gonna do that again. People are so different now.
I mean, if you think about it, if you take, like, I don't know, climate change, for instance, if climate change is something you really believe in and you really think it's a problem, if you devoted your entire life to climate change, how much do you think you realistically could solve?
You know, there's people that do that all the time. They're like, oh, this guy's been involved in it for so many years. And you look at the time span that this guy has been involved in it and, like, nothing's really happened.
No, because you're one person. You're telling me you're going to get, what, how many countries are there in the world? Over 200 or something like that?
There's probably over three.
Let's just say there's 300 countries in the world.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're going to get 300 countries to comply with environmental and climate change protocol? Yeah, right.
The only way you could realistically initiate change is to lie about your platform while running for a political office and then change it once in office, but make sure that you have the support of your peers when you change it, because that way they can't throw you out because you're supported by them. Because it doesn't really matter too much what the American public thinks. It matters more so what the people on the top think.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I don't know. I think that there's certain things that definitely do need to be changed. Like, you know, years ago you were using asbestos, and that's obviously not a good thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that changes. I think that there's ways now where if environmental problems are really a thing, I'm not saying that they're not. But, you know, there's protocols we can take to stop that. You know, maybe some of the procedures we have of getting rid of waste, or maybe some of the procedures we have of building cars or industry, whatever it is. Yeah, we can change that up a little bit. But realistically, if you take a step back, other than that, unless you're like the president of the United States, you're not going to make a difference. And even if you're the president, you've got about 8 years until a guy from the opposite party comes in and overturns everything you just did.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Is like, you can argue that America really can't get much done because we have that system that changes possibly every 4 years.
Yeah.
And possibly every two. Because if you get blocked in the House and Senate, what are you going to pass?
Yeah. But I think there's just so much divisiveness in America right now where we can't, like...
Yeah, that's, like, the big problem is you can't talk to anybody.
Yeah, you can't talk about any of these problems without instantly being put in one tribe or the other.
Yeah, which isn't, like, fair, because people don't constantly stay in one party. Mm-hmm. You could be a Republican who believes in some Democratic ideals. You could be a Democrat who believes in Republican ideals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm like, hey, I think that climate change is... It could be a problem, but I don't think it's nearly as bad as people think it is. Instantly, I'm a climate change denier and I'm evil. Or on the opposite end, if I'm, I don't know, pro-gun, I think that guns are a good thing to have in America, then I'm a killer and I'm evil. So it goes both ways.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong necessarily. It's just whatever you believe in. It's super opinionated and it needs to end. I don't care what side of the political aisle. I'm not arguing for any side.
I think we need to start with the explosion of Twitter and all social media. That's never going to happen, but...
No, I think we've gone too far. I think we've taken too many steps in the wrong direction. So, I mean, after you keep walking down a path for so long, it's hard to see where the path started.
Yeah.
If you can even see it.
Yeah.
So, Good luck trying to retrace your steps.
I just wish, dude, that Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, all that stuff just didn't exist.
I feel like Snapchat's not that bad. Because, like, what do you really get influenced by on Snapchat? Maybe you just see some people. You know, it's not like Instagram. But and just, I think Facebook, to a certain extent, I think Instagram's, like, probably the worst.
Yeah.
Because it has the most weight. You know, I'm not saying the other ones are bad or good. I'm just saying that I think because you can physically see this stuff, and it's being shoved down your throat every time. Yeah.
I don't know. It all needs to go. We need to go back to basics. Just asking for phone numbers and, I don't know, mailing things.
Yeah, it takes 2 years to get there.
Right. The good old days.
Yeah.
Where are those? And I know we've talked about it before, but social media just causes so much stress and anxiety in our society these days. It needs to go. You've heard that a million times, though. I'm not going to harp on it too much.
It's just kind of what's on our minds.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.